Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent in the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has given such an incredible vision of reaching the world with a brand new spiritual awakening known as the spiritual awakening, where people are coming together all over the world. There is a shift in Christendom, and people are gathering simply to give God thanks. And today, we are honored to have our chief international ambassador, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And at this time, without any further ado, please put your hands together and let's welcome back the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Well, come on, everybody. Let's just give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As this great man of God enters, amen, the sanctuary, let's just carry on with the praises and the thank yous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Until we hear his voice. Come on, everybody. Let's just give God some praise and blessings and thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah!
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Glory to God,
glory to you. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you.
Just continue praising the Lord. Just continue praising the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you thank you, thank you for the blood that is flowing in our veins.
Taken in as as gold to make his name great. He will let your name be great. God bless all of you. We love you this morning, and God is good. Amen. I wish I could shout right now. Amen. Be like my sister Hetty Sunday morning, who was talking about, I feel like shouting. She started shouting a little bit, she began to say, I wish I could get some people to shout for me. And before we know it, we looked around the church and people were shouting all over the church, trying to shout for Sister Hetty. Amen. Thank y'all for praising him for me this morning. On the way, I'm dealing with some things here that are happening here in Kansas here that God has to fix. Let me tell you something. There are some things that you cannot fix. You got to let the Lord fix them. And it's not concerning me, but it's concerning some people who are going through some struggles and some unusual situations. So I'm trying my best to let the Lord step back and let the Lord perform miracles, as he's the only miracle worker. God bless you. And good morning to all of you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you. We esteem you. We extol you. We lift you up. We give you glory and adoration and praise. You are our love, our joy, our hope, our peace, our shepherd, our leader, our guide, our faith, our hope, our communion that we commune with. You are our cleansing power, and you are our clean heart that we have inside of us. God, you are the one. You're the light of the world. Nobody can do what you do. My God, when I think of your goodness and all that you've done for us, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you for saving us and for sanctifying us and for the Holy Ghost, for our keeper and for our comforter and for our guide. And thank you for being our teacher and for being our security and our protector. And everything I can say about you is wonderful. You are the wonderful counselor. We esteem you higher than anything and anybody on this earth. I'm just trying to tell you, Lord, that I love you. Yeah, we appreciate you so very, 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 very much. I haven't forgotten all the things that you did for me when I became 5 years old as a little boy. Oh, God, how I didn't have many clothes, but you left me to have a pair of pants and a shirt to wear. I treasured that then, and I treasure it now. Can't forget how when I went to school with asthma, and kids were making fun of me. Sitting there as it snowed, I couldn't even hardly get out of the snow with snow all over me. And you spoke to me and said, son, try your best to get home. You can't sit here and be snowed all over. And I want you to die. Get up. And you gave me the encouragement to somehow make it, even though I had to almost crawl down the sidewalk to get home. You saved my life. Never will forget you for it. I love you. Appreciate everything you've done for me. I look on these precious people. Never will forget when you spoke to me some years ago and said, son, every person who blesses you, I will bless. And those who curse you, I will curse. You said that to me, not the devil. And I appreciate it so much. And I watched, Lord, as people have blessed my life. They'll somehow trace it. They'll find out that they have been bountifully blessed. You are not a liar, and you told me some other things that have not come to pass yet. But then you spoke to me a few months ago and said, everything that you've said, if they haven't come to pass yet, tell the people. You said this, tell the people, if they haven't come to pass yet, it's on the way. And God, thank you for the things that are on the way. I have not seen, no ears have heard the wonderful things that you have in store for your saints and these great people on this line. I'm asking you to permit me to pronounce a blessing. You did say in your word that you raised your apostles up and your people up. And whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I know you meant it. And so I loose this on these people. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and coming in. Bless their family, Lord. Any family members that are incarcerated. If you heard my prayer and released 6,000 and let it be placed on the news, God, yeah, you can hear my prayer now and bless every family member of these precious people that I'm talking to now who hear my voice. God, you can bless every one of their family members and give them favor in the prison system. Oh, God, I'm talking about those who are incarcerated. You can bless them. And, Lord, give them another chance. I know you have another chance, God. Sir, not only a first chance, second chance, but another chance. God, you've given another chance to people who've had 100 chances. And now you steal another chance. In words that no person should perish, but everyone should come to repentance. Bless, 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 bless. Bless these precious people. Bless them with financial blessings. You are getting ready to let the exchange come forth. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And you've done it before, Lord, and you're getting ready to do it again. That's why I like that song. They sang about you. If he did it before, he can do it again. Let it come forth. And Lord, finance your kingdom here on earth as you will. And thank you for it. As the enemy will be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. You're going to let your people reign here. And you're going to send the finance your kingdom. Whereas you're placing the finance in the hands of the people who will obey you and who want to just promote and promulgate your kingdom. Oh, God, thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, bless, 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 bless. We give you the praise and adoration and glory shall be thine. And then forgive me and any person on this line who has sinned. Forgive all sins of omission, things we should have done, we haven't done, and even commission in Jesus' name. And let the Holy Ghost take over this line in Jesus' name and pray properly. We have asked you. Thank God for the glory of God. We pray this. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Amen.
Good morning.
God bless all of you. Amen. And I certainly don't want to be remiss. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
I know he's in the room. That's why I was praying that prayer and saying so many things that he's done and will do. Because you got to learn how to stroke God's head. I said, you got to learn how to stroke his head. When I was a boy, my grandfather, Grandpa Dobbs, phenomenal man. Amen. One of the things is I'm 5 years old, but I remember this. I remember he had the prettiest, curliest hair I'd ever seen in my life. It was all silver gray. And I didn't know anything about trying to move people. At that time, I just didn't know. But I found out one thing about Grandpa. If Bernard Johnson wanted something from my grandfather, I would say, tell him what I wanted. Well, take that back. I wouldn't do that first. What I'd do, I'd get up on Grandpa's knee, and I'd take my little hand and start rubbing that gray hair right in the back of his head, rubbing his hair down, and say, Grandpa, I love you. You do, Pa? Yeah. Grandfather, I love you. Grandpa, I love you. And then I'd say, oh, Grandpa, you're the best grandpa in the whole wide world. Can't nobody do what you can do. Can't nobody do what you can do. And I'd keep on talking and rubbing his head. And before I knew it, Grandpa would say, what you want, boy? What you want? And I'd tell him, I want some candy, Grandpa. All right, stay right here. And he'd go, okay. I learned how to rub his head, and I got what I wanted. God, ain't nobody like you. Oh, ain't nobody do what you can do. Yeah, nobody holy like you. No wonder you got four beasts around your throne saying holy every time. They bow down and cry holy, and bow down and cry holy again, and bow down and cry holy again. And somebody asked why they keep on crying holy. And the answer came back to Dr. E.B. Hill, my papa. He said, because every time they bow and cry holy, before they can get up, the Lord has already done something else for them. They have to bow again. God, ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody holy like you. Ain't nobody new like you, man, Jesus. You never did anything ever in the history of your life. And Jesus, you went to the cross as a pure, spotless lamb and died for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Nobody like you, Jesus. Oh, we love you. We esteem you. We give you the glory, all the adoration, all the praise. Ain't nobody like you. We appreciate you. Nobody can do what you do. And we just appreciate everything. I'm just asking you, Lord. I know you blessed this prayer line in a great way. What you want, boy? I'm asking you to bountifully bless this prayer line now and take it up to levels that we never thought about. Never thought about, because your thoughts are as high above the heavens, the earth as the heaven is. And we just thank you, Lord, for your thoughts. Take it up, 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 in the name of Jesus. And then, God, I'm asking you for compassion for the people, that I might have compassion on them and feel what they feel, that I might be an encourager to them when they are down. I might be an encouragement to them when they're going through their tests and struggles, and that you would speak to me and let me say something that will encourage them. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. Thank God. Amen. God bless you and all of you on the front line. It's good to be back, I tell you. I don't know. I feel like hooping. I feel like hooping. God has been so good, and I appreciate y'all so very, 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 very much. Oh, my God. Y'all are some phenomenal, phenomenal people. I missed you yesterday. I missed mentioning you yesterday. Ambassador Dr. Stiff and all the precious people in Arkansas, but kind of to my head and not my heart. I told you I was going to go back and rethink it and kind of regroup, and I thank God as I was trying to rethink it. Ambassador Lady Betty, she said, you know, you didn't mention Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff, and certainly that's a mistake because I wanted to. And I appreciate you. You held my arms up too. Thank you so very much, all of you ambassadors and all your ambassadors in that. Y'all were great, great, great. Thank you. Let's get some praise reports. I've talked long enough, and I'll be just very, very sparse now. Let you give your praise reports. Amen. The line is open to you. You got one? Has the Lord bless you? Jump in there. Learn how to do it. Jump in there. Somebody ought to be saying right now, Dr. Johnson, yeah, you ought to be in there giving your praise report now. Who has a praise report?
Dr. Johnson.
All right, go ahead.
Amen. This is Ambassador Elect Hendricks from 912 area.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to give my praise report. Amen, amen. Thank God for Jesus. I thank God for how he watched over us last night and woke us up this morning early with the use and activity of our limbs. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And Dr. Johnson, I just thank, hallelujah, I thank God for you, and I think it would be in place for me to say we miss you so much, so very much, and we are so glad and so happy that you are back, because there is none like Dr. Johnson. Nobody's voice like his voice. Nobody's saying is like his saying. So we appreciate you. We love you so much. Amen. I thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for the blog line. I thank God for the youth line, because we have some of the two best teachers there is on the youth line. And so they allow us to get our nuggets in. Then afterward, they turn it over to our chief. And I tell you, it's just like baking a on, put that icing on that, and put that filling on that, and everything else it needs to be. And then that cake is complete. So I give God praises for you. There's nobody, there's just one Dr. Johnson. I thank God for his mother, hallelujah, Mother Allie Johnson. I thank God for the First Lady, hallelujah, Ambassador Betty Johnson. And I give God praise for everybody on the line, but we miss you so much, Dr. Johnson, and we are so happy. We are so delighted that you are back. Amen, 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 hallelujah.
I tell you, Ambassador Henry, Ambassador-elect Henry, I'm sorry, you had me up shouting on the floor. Amen. I cut a few steps. Amen. Thank you. Don't embarrass me like that. Make me shout all over my mother's living room and came home.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, that's so much fun. I appreciate it very, very much. And at this time, you know, I'm letting y'all talk about me. Thank you. But I want to make a disclaimer. Everything, and I appreciate it so much, but everything that I do, the Lord really does it through me. And I appreciate you appreciating me. God doesn't mind you appreciating me. Amen. All of us need to be encouraged. I don't care if you are, you got 15 corporations, you need to be encouraged. Anybody need to be encouraged, need to be encouraged. And so I thank you so very much. All right. Give me another praise report.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. Good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord for this First Fruits prayer line. It's just a great way to start my day, to just put positivity in my mind, to know whatever comes my way that I have the Lord on my side. Thank you.
God bless you. Beautiful, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray, and you're a blessing, too, Ambassador Mike Charlotte Gray.
Jerry Hall, Pastor.
All right. This is Jerry Hall?
Yes.
Oh, my God, how could I miss that voice? Amen. This young lady, amen, we went down to Galena, Kansas, for Pastor, my great friend down there. I can't think early this morning too well, but I'll get it before we off here. But she gave a testimony, my God, Pastor Williams down there in Galena, Texas. She gave a testimony and tore up the church. Amen. Reminds me of my pastor, Dr. S. E. Mitchell. Some of y'all remember him. Could nobody preach like Helen Mitchell, Dr. S. E. Mitchell. And sometimes before he would get up, he called his wife kid. Yeah, her name, Mother Mitchell. And he called a kid. And sometimes before he'd get up, he'd put her up and have words. And Sister Mitchell would get up with such fire, I tell you, fire. And before she knew it, she had talked so until the whole house had caught on fire. And then Elizabeth would get up and shout over to Sister Mitchell and get in there and say, sit down, kid. So yeah, I felt that way. The other day at this anniversary, Sister Jerry Hall, amen, had got up and told her testimony, and folk was shouting everywhere. I tell you, it was something. And we just love her for letting the Lord use her. Amen. She did the same thing in Amazing Grace. My God. All right, somebody else with a praise report. Give us
some
praise.
Good morning. Good morning, Ambassador T. I will take that compliment, Sister Jerry, Ambassador-elect Jerry. I love the hawk. This Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I love the hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Compliment. That is a unique, fabulous family all the way around.
Yeah, they
are. The crazy part today is I am thanking God for hope. My hope lies in Jesus. All that I've been through on this journey, God has given me an even greater hope. I have learned to thank God even more from the bottom of my gut. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm standing up on my heels, y'all. Y'all know my heels, the back of my heels have been hurt the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The back of my heels are not bothering me this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you in the little things, God, I have learned on this journey. take it for granted, not take it for granted, God, what I've done, what I haven't done, God. It all belongs to you, Jesus, and you're working it out for me. You're working it out for me. I'm going to a job fair today, y'all, and I am encouraged. Thank you, Lord. God bless y'all. Have a good day. Have a good day, Sister Jerry. Love you, girl.
Yeah, I want to remind you before you go, you know, you're a walking miracle. You were on the line for several days, and you were saying, oh, thank God. Your voice was so scratchy and weak, we can hardly hear you. And the Lord let the people on here pray for you. And here your voice is strong as it can be. I tell you. And then your heels. Did you put any of that cayenne pepper, or what is that they call it? I can't remember. It's the stuff that Ambassador Stern says she put it out for the squirrels or whoever. Oh, my God.
And Ambassador Dr. Still came in with her knowledge.
About the cayenne pepper. See, men don't know nothing about that kind of stuff because y'all put it up in your cabinet, but we don't mind. But thank God for y'all. And y'all want to use that. All right, and see what happens. God bless you. But it just reminded me, now I am coming back with, I told y'all I'm going to have a day of home remedies. Amen, home remedies. I want to get you some home remedies, some stuff. See, some of y'all are going to the doctors and getting hooked on this prescription medicine. That's one of the things that I've been dealing with the family that's kind of hooked, you know, and other family. But don't get hooked on prescription medicines. You got to have it. And that's the way some people feel. I got to have it. No, I'm not saying you got to have it. I'm just trying to say some people feel like that. I got to have it. Let's get some home remedies that can do things those prescriptions cannot do. Certainly you have common sense to realize that the doctor is getting some type of payoff or some type of kickback from prescribing these prescription medicines. That's a $1 billion business. You think the doctors ain't getting none of that? Oh, you, come on, have common sense. The pharmacies cannot thrive without the doctors. The doctors are the ones who prescribe and write these prescriptions and tell you to go get this medicine. And people get the medicine because the doctor wrote the prescription. Come on, have common sense. You think they're not getting a take on that? Why do you think so many people are going and getting the medicines and pharmacies are thriving everywhere? They got to pay the doctors. They can't even thrive without the doctors prescribing those pills.
Amen.
Well, let's use our minds, our common sense here. And believe me, many times the doctors write pills, they're not trying to get you well. Why would they want to get you well? Think about it. If you get well, you won't come back to the doctor. Think about that. I mean, I know your doctor's good, yeah, fine. But, I mean, you know, if you do well, what happens? You put the doctors out of business. And then that puts the pharmacies out of business. What is one of the biggest businesses in the world? The doctors and the pharmacies. Think about it. They don't want you to get well. They prescribe medicines that are band-aids on your sickness. Write that down. Band-aid on your sickness. Yeah, and get you addicted to it, because the more addiction you have to the pills, the more you'll have to have them. And the more you have to have them, the more money they make.
Amen.
And what does the Bible? Surely you know the Bible. It says the love of money is the root to all evil. Break that down. What is the root? The root is the foundation. And you live in a house, don't you? What if your house didn't have no foundation? What would happen? It would cave in. Your house would crumble. And the love of money is the foundation to all evil. And give me a synonym for all evil. Give me a synonym for all evil. May I give you one? Satan.
Amen.
He's all evil. Satan is all evil. So the love of money is the foundation. In other words, it stands on this. The love of money is the foundation to Satan. Amen. And when you have people in love with money, you know, they will keep you reaching for something that you think you need and actually you don't need. So I'm going to have a long way around, but I'm going to have a remedy, home remedy, saying that. Today is Tuesday. Let's have it on Thursday. Home remedies. Get the word out for me that we're going to discuss home remedies. And maybe on it for more than one day. But we're going to discuss. And I want you to pull out your home remedies that you know your grandmother had, your mama had, and it worked. Amen. How do you think doctors know how to really doctor on people? I know some people who put so much doubt, so much strength in the doctor. And all they really know is what they have experimented with. They learn stuff in books, but then they have to experiment with stuff in order to know that it works. And how do you think they know it works? They missed it several times, you know. And they wrote in the book, don't do it like this because this will cause death to your patient. And so they know things work because they've experimented with it. Why do you think they experiment with rats? Come on, let's use our common sense. Why do you think they experiment with rats? Yeah, they're trying to keep from taking human lives and try to figure out what's going to work with systems that are, you know, like rats. And then they experiment with animals. What's going to work with systems? And how do you cure this disease? How do you cure that? They experiment. And then they've had some human experiments. Yeah, don't you see it on television? We'll pay you a certain amount of money to come and just take this new medicine. You've heard that. What do you think that is? They're going to give you $3,700 if you come and see, that's being a guinea pig. That's what that is. You might as well call them. I didn't mean to say all this, but I think it's helping somebody on this line.
Amen.
God bless you, all of you. Give me one more praise report and we'll go to our prayer room.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for this prayer line on this morning. My word this morning was, thank you, Jesus. I've been thanking the Lord since I got up this morning. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children and that our strength will grow stronger in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much. We love you. I got time for one more. That was a very sharp one. Give me one more. Anybody else got a praise report? Thank you, Jesus. All right, good morning.
Yes, Jesus. I want to God and to Pastor John Lila. They want to pray a lot. Thank God this morning. God is good. He's good all the time. I thank you, praise him. A few weeks ago, I had a lesion taken out of my foot. And he might have been careful, God. He wasn't healthy, and God is good. I thank God all the time. I thank him, praise him, because he's so good. He has brought me through many, many things, and he's still bringing me through. And I thank him, praise him, for nobody like God. And I wouldn't hear nothing but what God can do. Men can say, but God is the one to do. I thank him, praise him, for I thank him, praise the doctors. They do, but God is the answer. I thank you, praise God, that I had a doctor believe in God. And God is good. I thank you, praise this morning. That God, we miss you, miss you, miss you. We let you back, and God bless your whole family.
Hello? Oh. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. All right, Ambassador-elect Peterson, did you finish?
Yes, sir.
All right, I lost y'all just for a moment. I'm back.
That's
all right.
let's go to our prayer request, and every prayer request you have, we try to get prayer for you this morning. As many as can, give us a prayer request, and we appreciate it. Lives over to you.
Peterson, all unspoken.
All right, unspoken. God bless you. Anybody else?
God bless you, this Ambassador Elect Jolene Garnett. I'm requesting prayer for Mother Daisy. She lost her niece yesterday, Rosie Garnett, and she also my sister-in-law, and for the first group prayer line.
Oh, God bless you. Our hearts go out to you and your family. Amen. God bless you, Mr. Garnett. And Mother Digby, our heart goes out to you. Amen. Please, Mr. Garnett, I want you to get me the number to the funeral home, the tax line. I want to send the tax to Mother Digby.
Okay, thank you.
And for the family. God bless you. All right. Anybody else have a prayer?
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request, and also I want the saints to pray for my children and my aunt, Rolene, and my aunt Maddie. God bless you. And my sister Mary. Thank you.
All right. Aunt Rolene. Maddie and Mary. Okay. Anybody else?
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I'm asking you to stand in agreement with me for a miracle of total healing in my family and a miracle of a financial breakthrough.
Okay. I got you. Okay. God bless you. Is there anybody else?
Yes, 912 Eric Cord. Apostle Adam, remember me and my family.
Okay. 912. And this is who now?
Apostle Adam from Georgia.
All right. Anyone else? All right, God bless you. We'll give you an opportunity. And one more time, is there anyone else who has a prayer request? I'm going to ask y'all to pray for, continuously pray for my granddaughter, Bria, yeah, who's in the Marines now. She's a platoon sergeant in the Marines. She one of the ones who was chosen as platoon sergeant. So let's keep her in our prayers. God would protect her and bless her. In a bountiful way. Anyone else? That's for Bria. Mm-hmm. All right. It's open to you if you have a prayer request.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Elaine, Mother Wilson.
Okay.
Requesting prayer for Elaine, so she's finished. So I want y'all to continue to keep her in the prayers. My granddaughter.
Name from Savage on the line.
Jaleesa.
Jaleesa. Okay. Keep her in our prayers. Just general prayers.
She's been sick. I don't know what the problem is, but she's been sick, so pray for her.
All right, we certainly will. I'll take one more prayer request if you have it. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. This is Betty in Kansas City. I just want to put my family on the prayer list. We've had two deaths within the same week. So keep my family in the prayer.
Oh, my God. All right. We certainly will. All right. God bless you. And we want to put on this prayer list Mother Johnson. Uh-huh. And also Joyce Long. Amen.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is Mother-elect Britt. I want you to pray for my. I have a son. He has a condition, and his name is Claude. I want you to pray for him this morning, and that God will touch his body, and all the rest of my family. And thank you so much, and may God bless you, and welcome back, Dr. Ronald Johnson.
Thank you, Mother Britt. God bless you. Now, your son's name is Claude. You said it's a Claude.
Yeah, Claude. He has a lot of mental condition. And
we certainly will pray for him. All right. Thank you, Mother. Let's pray. Yeah.